This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, is now accepting applications for its Fabrication Laboratories, also known as Fab Labs, grant program, which provides funding to help public schools build or expand Fab Labs. The grant program supports hands-on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, also known as STEAM education, by assisting public school districts with equipment purchases for instructional and educational purposes in Fab Labs. The WEDC's investment in the program puts Fab Labs within reach for schools that might otherwise not have the financial means to install such facilities. The WEDC will provide grants of up to $25,000 to public school districts, or up to $50,000 to consortiums of two or more districts, for the creation and/or expansion of Fab Labs. The minimum grant amount is $10,000. For this year's funding cycle, applicants are being asked to match 50% of the amount of grant funds requested. For example, if a district is requesting a grant of $25,000, the district must provide a match of at least $12,500. The funds may be used to purchase equipment used for instructional and educational purposes by elementary, middle, junior high, or high school students. The WEDC is allocating $250,000 this fiscal year and anticipates awarding 10 grants. Recipients will be announced in spring of 2026. These grants will be awarded on a non-competitive first-come, first-served basis, with applicants evaluated on application completeness, evidence of readiness and long-range planning, curriculum, business and community partnerships, financial need, and previous awards. More information on the program, including application details, can be found at wedc.org/fablabs. The deadline to apply is January 15th. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season. This will be taking place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and there you'll find locally grown Brussels sprouts, a variety of winter squash, spaghetti squash, pie and carving pumpkins, eggplant, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and a variety of other vegetables, alongside farm-fresh eggs and an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. You'll also find locally produced maple syrup and honey, alongside freeze-dried produce, and a variety of baked goods. That's only a very small variety of what's currently at the farmer's market, so you're invited out to once again what is the last week for the market and the last chance to use your WIC and senior market coupons. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC and senior market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmer's Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. They have also partnered with Aspirus and their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Once again, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season, which is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church off of Highway 13 in Park Falls, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov.
Over in Sawyer County, a man with a history of arson was arrested on Friday. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspect, 30-year-old Thomas Olson of Birchwood, was arrested in connection with multiple business and residential fires that occurred in the Sawyer County area over the past year. Some of the structures were deemed total losses, while others received extensive damage following the fires. The arrest comes after a nearly year-long investigation into a series of structure fires that began in November of 2024. Olson was arrested on multiple felony counts of arson of buildings and is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. Thursday, from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning pumpkin decorating over at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips. Registration is required. Just call the Phillips Public Library or stop at the front desk to get signed up. Supplies and a light snack will be provided. That number for calling the library is 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. If you live in agriculture country, which most of us do, you're probably aware of some rough roads. Now is your chance to call attention to them. Melissa Kay explains.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA. The Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL. Former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.